Ah, yes, it's e-brake time. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. I love that e-brake. That may be, that's definitely one of my top five favorite e-brakes.
Yeah.
And that was number 100, too, wasn't it?
Yep.
That's what put him over the top, especially the stammer, too.
Well, I mean,
That may, in fact, be when they do the 30 for 30 on this segment down the road. That's going to be considered the greatest of all time, isn't it? Because it was number 100.
What was on the line that week? Yeah, I think so. Way to go, Norm. That is still just amazing.
What?
What you said in that e-brake, it was amazing.
Well, I mean, I'm just here.
All right, let's get to this week's candidates. We'll give you three of them. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from that 3 to 7 show. It's Bob Sturm. Now, we all have theories up here. Some are pretty solid. Some are out there. Because it was raining this week, Corby brought an umbrella up to the studio. That threw Bob for a loop, and he tried to explain this theory as to why Corby would carry an umbrella.
We'll never get true Jake.
He can be bought. That's what's sad.
They've already bought me. Yeah.
For like nothing, for a membership.
Is that your umbrella, Corby?
I paid my money for my
membership.
Okay.
And now we're playing Whose Umbrella Is That?
Wait.
I'll correct that, identify that.
What a fun game show.
That's my umbrella.
Oh, wait a minute.
And now.
All right, we put four umbrellas in front of Bob.
Whose umbrella is it?
Someone left an umbrella up here.
I'd rather play Whose Umbrella than Blake's Eagle.
That'll be followed by Whose Thumb Is That?
Bald guy always is fascinated by umbrella guy.
What?
Yeah, bald guy doesn't use umbrella. What's the point?
I don't understand what you're talking about. Like, what does it? What does hair have anything to do with an umbrella?
I don't know, but the guys who carry umbrellas are always worried about their hair.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, he's right.
You think it's a hair thing or getting soaked?
Soaked?
You're going to get a little wet anyway. It's because you don't want to mess your...
What are you, swimming across?
Your jolly green giant hair up.
So I have to go, like, I show back... Up at my house.
I just asked if it was your umbrella. And you didn't have to escalate to that.
Well, no, you added that other thing.
Is he right? I have some hair. I don't think of it as, man, I got to protect my hair.
Never.
I got to put up an umbrella.
No, in fact, I always thought the opposite. I would think the bald guy would need the umbrella more because the water's going to be streaming down into your eyes. You don't have the hair to soak it up.
Yeah. I think that's an outrageous theory by Bob.
And I would just assume that people use an umbrella just to keep everything dry, not just the hair, but the clothing and if they're carrying a briefcase or whatever.
Yeah. Boy, it made Corby mad. That did escalate quickly.
Boy, it did.
Just in a couple of minutes, they're fighting about an umbrella and if bald guys use them or not. But I think Dan also disagreed. No, I don't have hair, and I still use an umbrella. I want to stay dry. I think that's what they're for. All right, weird theory. Bob. He is candidate number one. Candidate number two, this is a technical problem with Norm. This is not Norm's fault necessarily, but it happens to Norm. He is broadcasting remotely, and something went haywire with his setup, and he does a fade out and then a really weird fade back in.
Pretty much three forms of protest, silent protest of the of everything on those on that week.
Now, we all awaited.
And we're still waiting.
We awaited the remainder of that sentence.
Is he off completely, Jer? Or? Oh, gone completely. Okay.
We all awaited.
I know what he's talking about. We talked about this in pre-show. He's saying that we're all waiting to see how the players are going to have their form of protest when the NFL season starts. And I know, Mike, we were talking about earlier
on
that,
a hardline stance.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You we lost out, you for a hot second.
Yeah, you dropped out for about 45 seconds.
It was right after we're all awaiting.
Oh.
He just kind of faded out.
Oh, I Gee, I hope that doesn't happen to me, period.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's hope not, Norm.
No, no.
Oh, Jared, what are you doing?
Everyone stop.
It got dark.
Pick up the pen. Yes, write it down. Okay, Norm, we are all awaiting.
We're all awaiting.
This is like Norm's dipping into the wine in the morning.
So I have three observations about that. Number one, when he initially fades out, if we listen back to it, notice how it sounds like he's been vaporized by an alien spaceship.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Secondly, he had no idea he was gone.
No.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
He just kept talking.
40 seconds worth.
He was broadcasting to nobody except his dog or whatever. And number three, I totally forgot number three. No, I think number three was the dark joke he made about himself. I mean, it's great that we can laugh at each other and ourselves, but man, it was dark.
It was really dark. All right, one more time.
Pretty much three forms of protest, silent protests of the of everything on that week.
Now, we all awaited.
And we're still waiting.
We awaited the remainder of that sentence.
Is he off completely, Jer? Or oh, gone completely. Okay.
We all awaited.
I know what he's talking about. We talked about this in pre-show. He's saying that we're all waiting to see how the players are going to have their form of protest when the NFL season starts. And I know, Mike, we were talking about earlier
on
that,
a hardline stance.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You we lost out. You for a hot second.
Yeah, you dropped out for about 45 seconds.
It was right after we're all awaiting.
Oh.
You just kind of faded out.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen to me, period.
Oh, dear. Yeah, let's hope not, Norm.
No.
Oh, Jared, what are you doing?
Everyone stop.
It got dark.
Pick up the pen. Yes, write it down. Okay, Norm, we are all awaiting.
Yeah, Star Trek Norm there being phased.
We're all awaiting.
Then pick it right back up 40 seconds later. All right, Norm is candidate number two. Candidate number three is from the Morning Musers. It's Junior Miller.
You know, normally on this show, we try to, if we're nominated, we try to distance or plead our case. I plead no contest today. I am completely guilty of this.
It happens to all of us.
It's like an NBA player, an obvious foul. As soon as I said this, I just immediately raised my hand.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Yeah, sometimes we don't beep this when it happens, but we had to beep this one because, I mean, you just said it.
Yeah.
And
I spent the next...
It's when we're saying the word country, and we all now rear up like a horse when we have to say that word, and you also had to combine it with company.
Mm-hmm.
And
I uttered the most unfortunate of C words.
Yeah, and you just said it, and we all just popped our heads up like, what did Junior just say?
I spent the next 3 hours trying to get some help on what I would assume might be a common problem with a video doorbell, a phantom chime. Something is setting this off. So first I called their helpline. They're one of the yeah, go ahead and dump that crate, right?
Yeah, that was...
Hi, Friday.
That's the old...
gosh.
So
you
harsh.
You want to say company, but you say country.
I don't understand how you get those two words confused.
Well, you need to hear my whole sentence.
Okay.
They're one of the companies that outsources their customer service to another country.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I love the reaction of the crew when somebody says something like that.
They're just like, whoa, whoa. Someone just barged in or something.
Yeah, I said it. I damn sure did.
Yeah.
And you're just so casual. Just go ahead and dump that cray-tray.
Dump it. Get rid of it. All right, one more.
I spent the next 3 hours trying to get some help on what I would assume might be a common problem with a video doorbell, a phantom chime. Something is setting this off. So first I called their helpline. They're one of the...
Whoa.
Yeah, go ahead and dump that, Cray Tray.
Yeah, that was...
Hi, Friday.
That's the old...
Gosh. So
you
harsh.
You want to say company, but you say country.
I don't understand how you get those two words confused.
Well, you need to hear my whole sentence.
Okay.
They're one of the companies that outsources their customer service to another country.
Okay. The phrase afterwards of the... Yeah, go ahead and get rid of that while we're at it.
Also like Cray Tray saying hello to Friday.
Grandma asked me, how was work this week? Well, I said blank. Granny. Sorry.
You said what? All right. Is it Bob? Is it Norm? Is it Junior? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yay.
Oh, first caller. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, man, I
want
to vote for the one true music, Craig Junior Mayor, just so you know. And y'all have a happy Keyron and a happy football. Love you.
Okay, bye.
Can I tell you a story? Mm. You know, last week I declared fake Natalie Maines the most consistent caller in ticket history.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from him/her. Actually a very responsible member of society and is going to help us next week with a big question we had on this show.
Really?
So I heard from real life fake Natalie Maines.
That's confusing, but I look forward to whatever that is. That sounds good. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Yeah, is this where you learn to count to infinity? One, two, three.
We don't have time.
No, we don't have time for that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, kind of speak to Jeb. This is Mike in Pleasant Grove.
Okay.
Hey, big boy, I just want to let you know that tonight Pleasant Grove Hawks are going to mount your Argyle Eagles like a pool boy on the wife of a private university president, and all you'll be able to do is wail away at yourself in the corner in nothing but your red and black face paint and a pair of gold-toed dress socks.
Okay, thanks.
Sounds like Ed Carter.
Thanks, dude.
Gold-toed dress socks.
Like the wife of a university president on a pool boy.
Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Wish me luck, boys. Heading to the proctologist for a second opinion.
Ooh, yeah, good luck.
The first one went good. I just kind of enjoyed it, so I'm going to go get another one.
There's a better way to present that joke, I think.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for June. See you next Tuesday, Miller and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
There.
No, Stoma Man Davey is not here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I thought he was working this morning.
No, he's not here.
Well, you want to vote?
Well, yeah. I haven't been able to call in a lot lately because I got an umbrella stuck in my Stoma hole.
Okay, thanks.
Did
for
he say he had a mask in his stoma hole?
No, he had an umbrella in his stoma hole.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't understand him.
Yeah, he's a little unclear this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Let me take Junior Miller with his slip-up of the old hatchet wound.
Oh man, come on. Hi, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Hello, musers.
In stream.
This is the Triple Frank. Big text.
Well, I'll say.
Go ahead and send Norm Hall of Famer down the hill with me. No funeral.
Oh, dude.
That's right. Hi. When he burned down, we didn't have a funeral, did we?
No, I guess we didn't. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello?
Yeah?
Junior.
That is the most low-energy
so
voter we have ever had.
So unsure of himself, but he got the vote in. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break? Hello? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Norman Hitchcock in the Matrix.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, it's your buddy Garrett from Dallas calling to vote. How are we doing?
Okay.
Hey, what do y'all think about Colorado State not playing this year? Are we bummed? Or
a little bummed about it.
A little bummed about it. What's Gordon doing this morning?
I'm not sure.
Vacation day.
Some sort of vacaciones.
Which means watching YouTube.
Craig, are you hitting the trails today? What are you up
to? Man,
you've
got to vote.
God.
Let's see. Oh, by the way, Sue Hawk, I talked to her this morning. She's gone for good.
Okay, good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
How about we vote for Norm and happy birthday, Sideshow Bob.
No, Sideshow Bob's birthday. Happy birthday, Bob. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, this is the same slingshot salesman here. We got AR-15s on sale just in time for back to school, if you know what I mean. Give me Norm for the win.
Okay. We got a 4-4 tie here. Hi, you're on the ticket.
When I was a kid, I went camping, and I got bit by a bug and ended up in the hospital. And the doctors told my parents I was going to die. Junior Miller is my vote.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner on that very strange deciding vote.
I spent the next 3 hours trying to get some help on what I would assume might be a common problem with a video doorbell, a phantom chime. Something is setting this off. So first I called their helpline. They're one of the yeah, go ahead and dump that, Cray Tray.
Yeah, that was...
Hi, Friday.
That's the old...
gosh.
So
you
harsh.
You want to say company, but you say country.
I don't understand how you get those two
well,
words confused.
You need to hear my whole sentence.
Okay.
They're one of the companies that outsources their customer service to another country.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you have won e-break in a long time. How
it
many is that
it
for...
It feels good to be on the top step of the podium.
Yeah,
again.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How many is that for Junior?
That's his 50th win. He's 66 behind Norman. Give me the Taliban of the points, Hitzkus.